I think I've been so hard on myself, and I try to transform my image to the image of some people that I really look up to. You know, you hear all these great stories of people that they laid their life down for the poor, for the needy, and they changed the condition of a country, they helped the poor, and they evangelized the nation, they went to prison, and for their belief, they evangelized again. I said that, and then almost like this heroic life with so much pain, but it's like a life of a hero. And then we fall, how can I say it? Almost like we fall on our knees, almost getting convicted by their lives. And then if I fall on my knees in front of anyone, that means I'm worshiping them. And of course, what we worship, our image will start to get transformed into their image. Of course, we could get inspired by others, but to me, if you want to be inspired by Christ. If you want to be inspired, to me, this is me talking. Don't be inspired by Apostle Paul. If you want to be, but look and see that Apostle Paul was inspired by Christ. He said, imitate me as I imitate him. He didn't say, just imitate me. Be inspired by me. He said, as I imitate him. If I have such a respect for Mother Teresa, it's not just for Mother Teresa, but the one Mother Teresa was being inspired and looked at or looked upon. In that sense, in the world, you have people wanted to be, I don't know, like what they said, all these famous singers and famous actors and superstars. That's a different story. But when you come to the church, I'm realizing I have placed so much pressure on myself to become, just say, people like Mother Teresa or other people like that. Meaning, in my mind, Mother Teresa was a standard. She became a standard for me. And, of course, I could never reach that standard because that's not my calling. Sometime in a journey to become like people that we admired, just say even your neighbor, right? We lose humongous part of ourselves, which that part is Jesus. I am not called to be like anybody else, but to be like Jesus mixed with Cameron, the way that Jesus created Cameron and his fingerprint and his heart print and his mind print and his past, present, and future. He created me. He gave me a part of himself that other person to me, they don't have it. That's what we call body of Christ. And when other people become my standard, I lose that part of myself. In that sense, my encouragement for all of us is, be yourself. Keep looking at Jesus. If you happen to really look up at somebody, if you read their books or if you heard their life's story, right? Don't just look up to them. Look up and see their eyes and their head being lifted up, and they are looking up to Jesus also. Let every single person that you get inspired by lead you not to themselves or their particular ways of life, but to Jesus Christ Himself. At the end of the day, it's the personal relationship between Jesus and us. Then do not lose yourself. It's you and Jesus, and then we recognize Jesus in other people too, but not for the price of losing my Jesus in me and losing myself. I hope that is clear. And I hope I pushed the record. Let's see, I did. Okie dokie. Until next time, it's you. It's you and Jesus. Keep that. Hold on to that. And then be inspired by others. It's fine. But again, the inspiration is not because of their lives, because of whom they live with, Jesus Christ. You know, we all heard, oh, I so look up to you. I so look up to that person. There's a danger. We're going to fall on our knees and worship them and become like them. Even if I look up to somebody, or even an Apostle Paul or a hero, we always should go almost through their head and through their eyes and through their heart and see what they're looking at. The person of Jesus Christ, the person of life. But mixed with their own personality and their fingerprint, their heart print, their mind print, if that makes sense. You know, our fingerprint is different than anybody else. Our heart print is different too. You guys better look up to me. Joking.